Hello and welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I want to talk to you about motivation with ADHD and how that can affect us. It can help and hurt us. So join me on this interesting topic. So how can motivation be good for ADHD? I think it really depends on the stimulation. Like, people with ADHD need like stimulation. We need like that push. That's why I feel like most people with ADHD, we're like the worst procrastinators. Like, we wait till the final minute to get something done. And that was very true with me when it came to like writing my papers in college and my bachelor's and my master's degree. Like, most of it was done online and we had to have it turned in like midnight. I think it was like Sunday night. And yeah, I would wait sometimes until Sunday morning to start it. And of course, these are like research papers. These are not like, you know, 1500 words. These are like, you know, 10 pages and lots of research and have to be put in, you know, correct order. So why do we wait? Again, I think it's like we have to have like that push. But I also found myself doing much better on my papers when I waited to the last minute instead of like starting them for 2 weeks and writing them slowly. And I started to think about that. Like, why is that? I think there's a couple of things. One, we tend to be, I don't want to say adrenaline junkies, but like, yeah, like we need that stimulation. We need that push. Like, we need that like oomph. I don't even know what you would call it really. And two, a lot of times when I would go to write my paper, like I wouldn't know where I was going and what the end was. And a lot of times it just came as I started writing it. And of course I know how to outline and I had to do all of that stuff. It just never worked with me. Like, that just did not work with my brain, or maybe I just didn't know how to do it correctly. So when I sat down and wrote for 12 hours or 15 hours or however long it took me to write, I was able to go through that process. But if I wrote it over 2 or 3 weeks or even a week over several days, I would forget where I was going and I would end up half the time rewriting what I had wrote because I didn't know where I was going with it. I was like, oh, okay. What am I saying here? Like, where am I going? What's my finish? What is this? I don't even remember what I was, you know, going for. And so I found out it was a waste of time for me. So if I could do it like in, you know, really 1 or 2 days, that was best. And what I found for me is I would write it all out. And then I would go back and kind of correct it and add things in as needed. And I think a lot of that goes back with my memory with dyslexia and ADHD. We kind of like that short memory issues. So that plays along into that. Now, if you do want to learn how to actually take notes and, you know, bullet map and, you know, do all of that, I do highly recommend Bullet Map Academy. My kids are going through that and they're able to like write stories and books like over a long period of time. And it's really awesome to see. That could be something maybe I'll do later on. I don't know. But right now I just want them to go through it. And I'm not really writing right now outside of, you know, my blog, which is not going right now because, you know, no internet. And the other issue is like, not only that, but like cleaning, like, oh my goodness, I am not a big fan of routine tasks all the time. I try to always have a habit, like a routine. Okay, I wake up, I brush my teeth, you know, I take my vitamins, I drink my lemon water, I make a smoothie, you know, I have like all of these steps. Okay, then I'm going to clean, you know, I'm going to wake my kids up, we're going to get ready, you know, like I really want that for our family. But the reality is that's just not happening. Like, if it's not happening with you and your family and you're getting frustrated over it, just throw out the door. Because honestly, this doesn't work for everybody. I'm not a routine type of person. And I don't like commitments. Like, I hate commitments. Whenever my kids are like, oh, I want to join this program and we're going to be meeting, you know, X amount of days a week for the next forever. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. Like, that is a lot of commitment. What if that day I want to go somewhere? What if that day we decide to go for a hike, or maybe we want to do a random trip somewhere? So yeah, that I struggle with that a lot. Having kids, homeschooling, and like, you know, having them in different things, like different classes and sports, it does help a little bit. But that's really, really difficult to like, you know, stay on like forever. I think that's the reason why I have a hard time. Like, my husband and I like love to just pick up and move around the world, because it's like life is an adventure. And I think we just get tired of the mundane and we just want to pick up and just move. And, we love it here. We have such a wonderful community. We don't necessarily want to move. So now we're having to like, okay, we have to travel. We have to take X amount of trips, even if it's like just driving 2 hours, you know, west or east, wherever, and finding a new town just to stay in for a couple of days. Like, we have to have that because we start going stir crazy. And I think that has a lot to do with ADHD and dyslexia. So that's just, you have to put in these like systems in your life to help you. I don't want to say get over it, because we never gonna get over our brain. Like, we have wonderful brains. I don't hate my brain. But we have to put these systems in place to help us function, I guess, as much as normal. And I think that has to do with like jobs as well. So, I think I'm going to say this wrong. I'm really, really bad with idioms. So let me see if I can remember it. I'm a jack of all trades, but a master of none. So there is actually a longer saying to that. And whenever we hear it, we think of it being bad, right? But it's not necessarily bad. It's the real phrase is, it's a jack of all trades, a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. So basically saying like, I may not be able to like master perfectly one thing, but I have all of the other tools and skills that I know that it's good. But sometimes that can bite you in the butt when it's working, right? So my husband has been a firefighter. He was a Marine and then a firefighter like his whole life. And that amazes me, because I look at him, I'm like, I don't even know how you've done that. Like, I've had so many jobs. And when I think about long term, what do I want to do? Of course, I'm almost done homeschooling my kids in a couple of years, but I can't sit down and say, I want to do this one thing for the rest of my life. I need stimulation. And the idea of doing the same job over and over again is just like, no, thank you. I love things. Like, I've worked in the dental offices. I worked in the medical field for years, and I did so many different jobs in the medical field and in the dental field. I mean, I was an orthodontic assistant, a dental assistant. I did the ordering. I was an office manager. I did all kinds of things. And same with in the medical, I worked in from the ER to the wound care to the medical offices, holistic health, nutrition, fitness industry, like daycare, a teacher's assistant, substitute. Like, I've done so many things. Like, it, and to me, I'm like, those were all joyful and interesting things. But none of it is like, oh, I could do this forever. So that can really like hurt us. So I think as dyslexics and ADHD, we find things so interesting, but maybe not interesting for a long time. So like, how many hobbies have you picked up because they seemed interesting and you did them for a little bit and then they just got boring, and so you put it aside, you know? Like, so many things. I drive my husband mad. I'm sure I do. But I just thought everything is so interesting. Like, life is so wonderful and so interesting. Like, why would I not want to try something or do something? And I think whenever we have that personality and we have that brain, we need to be sure that we are investing in ourselves. So for me particularly, you know, having my own retirement account that I put, you know, funds in whenever I was working at the different places, because I knew like I wasn't going to stay anywhere long term, right? Like, it's just not happening. So, you know, having a retirement account set aside, that way you're not relying on, you know, staying in one place. And I think that's very much of a new trend too. I think a lot of people my age and younger, they do bounce around in jobs for the next better thing. But ours, I think, is not necessarily the next better thing. It's more like interesting things. So I have definitely gone from like a really awesome job to like not an awesome job in pay, just because that was more interesting to me at that point in time, because that was fun. So when it comes to motivation and stimulation, we definitely have like this wall we put in front of us. And to get over that wall, we have to find something that's going to attack us, right? Like, a lot of times I feel like I live my life in, was it fight and flight? More flight, because I wait to the last minute and then I freak out and I, you know, go crazy to try to get my life together. And like being on time somewhere, oh my goodness, like you have no idea how bad that is really for me. Like every day is a fight and flight when it comes to time. But that gets me motivated, right? Then I get over that wall. I jump the wall because the time or the alligator that's coming at me, you know, which is time, I jump the wall because of my motivation to not be eaten by the alligator. I think that makes sense. But basically, it's just trying to do things. Right now, my biggest motivation is trying to get my RV lived in. I have things that I need to get together and put together. And I just can't right now because I have this wall in front of me. There's no motivation. There's nothing. If somebody says, hey, I'm coming to your house. Like my best friend was like, hey, I'm coming over to your RV. I would probably like get the whole house done because I was like, oh, I don't want anybody to see, like, I'm not lived in quite yet. Maybe not her. Maybe it had to be someone else. But I have to figure out organization. And right now that's just such a big wall. Like it's frustrations. It's not being able to find, you know, solutions. It's trying to figure out what to get rid of, even though we don't have a whole lot. Where are we going to put things? Where are we going to store things? Do I need this, you know, to next week, or am I going to not need it for months? You know, it's trying to figure all of those things out, and it can be just overwhelming. It could be just too many things. So what I'm going to be doing this, hopefully this in a week or so when things calm down, right now I'm still driving and running around, I feel like every single day for hours on end, is I'm going to have to take things out and just one at a time. Okay. Where does this need to go? And maybe I didn't take my medication at that point because I just need something to help me focus because I get so easily distracted. Like it's like a squirrel. Oh, whoa, over there. Oh, look, there's a butterfly. Oh, wow. Look, there's a bird, you know, and I just take off, you know, and, I really need to focus. And right now I'm just not able to focus. So motivation and stimulation helps us with ADHD brains best. So I'm kind of curious, do you guys feel the same? Do you guys see something different? Are you normal and don't have that problem at all? You know, that's always interesting to hear. Like right now, I'm behind on my gardening. Yeah, homesteading and ADHD is woo. It's really, really fun because I'm always late to the party, always late to growing things, trying to figure things out. And I jump in head first, like with the chickens. My husband said, yeah, you can get a couple of chickens. He thought no more than 10. And I came home with 30. Like, seriously, this is what happens. I ordered seeds. I don't really have that much space right now. And I ordered like too many seeds, like 200 seeds probably. I don't even know what I ordered, but I ordered too many. So yeah. ADHD and dyslexia, homesteading, and just life in general. It's a fun life, guys. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'm so thankful for you guys' support. I know I'm not consistent. I'm actually consistently inconsistent. So that makes me the perfect ADHD person, right? I'm trying to be better. I know that life is really crazy right now, and I'm trying to give good quality content, but understanding that I don't have internet yet, which means I don't really have a way to do the whole computer. So it's just being recorded on Anchor and being completely uploaded without actually editing. So I hope you find it at least a little entertaining. But I really do appreciate you and your support, especially during these times. It really makes my heart so full, filled with so much love. So thank you. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day today. And I look forward to talking about my next topic, which I don't know what's going to be. All right, guys. Bye.